Is there anyone who is new today, who wasn't here yesterday? Is there one, two, three, four, five, or two? Okay. Good. Yeah, welcome. So this is start today. I think that's really yesterday. Do some give a little bit of meditation instruction first of all, and then we'll do some meditation together and we'll get into the sutras afterwards. So that is the plan. Okay, so I will repeat some of the things I said yesterday, maybe add a little bit to that. So one of the basic things to remember about meditation practice is that it's supposed to be enjoyable, right? It's supposed to be nice, supposed to make you feel at ease, make you feel relaxed. And this is one of the reasons I think is precisely why we have a spiritual life, why we are Buddhists, so we can find something that can give us a little bit less suffering, a little bit more happiness. So there's enough problems as there is in life, at least let's make the meditation nice, the spiritual part pleasant and happy. So always when you start off with the meditation practice, if you can't hear me, let me know and I'll adjust the microphone. Always when you start off with the meditation practice, always find that ease in the body first of all. No pains, right? No tensions. So you gradually allow your body to become more and more easeful as the meditation progresses. This is one of the first things, because when the body becomes at ease and relaxed, you're actually in a state that is more pleasant than the normal state that people are in during the busy life. They have different tensions, new tensions there, because they have to rush around, they have to concentrate, they have to do all these things. So that is already the first kind of benefit of meditation practice. If you do it in the right way, that it causes you to feel at ease and relaxed. What we're doing here is not just finding the ease of the body, because remember, what controls the body is the mind, right? The reason why you feel tense inside is because the mind often is stressed, the mind is doing too much. It's not because the body is doing these things by itself. So by focusing on the body, what you're doing is not just feeling more at ease physically, but you're also calming down the mind itself, allowing the mind to feel at ease at the same time. You're doing it through the body, using the body as like a meter to decide how stressed the mind is. So by focusing on the body, you're calming down both the body and the mind at the same time. This is a very kind of an indirect way of making sure that your mind gets into the right space for meditation practice. This is always the first thing. Check that you're comfortable and then allow yourself to find the ease of the body. Very, very important. And even if that's all you do during the meditation, that's perfectly fine. As long as you come out the other end, you feel more relaxed than you were before, right? If you come out the other end, you feel more stressed, well then, problem. You've gone the wrong way somewhere, taken the wrong turn. This is what we want to avoid. So this is the first thing. The second thing, which is so important in meditation practice, is the attitude that we have while we do meditation. So the attitude should be one of a positive attitude, right? A sense of feeling of enjoying the practice, a sense of feeling, wow, isn't it wonderful to be here at the Buddhist, at the BTF, to be here with friends, people who practice in the same way, kind of carrying each other along, right, in this wonderful Buddhist practice. So a positive frame of mind is very important. And when you combine those two things, a really nice and relaxed attitude and a positive frame of mind, then what happens is that mindfulness arises by itself. Why is that? Because it's so pleasant to be here, right? If you feel positive about everything, wow, it's great to be here, and you are relaxed and at ease, right? Really, really relaxed. You sit back, you're just enjoying yourself. If those two things come together, you will be mindful because it's great to be here. Why would you not want to be mindful? Why would you want to waste your time with the past or the future, right? When the present moment is so nice. So you make the present moment a pleasant moment. This is Adam Brown's coinage. He likes to play with words. You make the present moment the pleasant moment. Right? And when the present moment is the pleasant moment, then you are on your way. Mindfulness arises. And when mindfulness arises, I would like you to feel that for a while, what it feels like just to be mindful, just to sit back, just to be aware, having this non-judgmental awareness, passive, right, not doing anything. feel that. It's a beautiful feeling here, because you're not doing anything. You're just receptive, you're just passive, you're just enjoying the present moment. And understand, if you understand the pleasure of that, you understand the how beautiful that is, then you start to understand where meditation is heading, why meditation is so delightful, and why it is such a wonderful thing to be able to do. Just enjoy the present moment. Try to stay with the present moment for a while. And then, when you do that, there comes a time when maybe the breath arises in view, and then very gently you can do the breath meditation. But only when you feel relaxed, when you feel in a good state of mind, you feel that mindfulness has arisen, and you are relatively mindful, right? You're in the present, not thinking too much. Only then should you start watching your breath. One of the most, I think, pervasive mistakes in meditation practice, I think I would say probably there's a mistake, is to go to the breath too quickly. You should wait for going to the breath. Watching the breath is something very profound. If you read the Anapanasati Sutta, which is the Buddha's advice on how to do breathing meditation, he says in that sutta, establish mindfulness first of all. He doesn't say that you establish mindfulness by watching the breath. He says, first of all, establish mindfulness, then you watch the breath. And when you do that, you have to do it in a very light way. The way I like to describe it is as if you are only, it's like you're resting your attention on the breath, right? Resting it. It's very, very light, like a feather-like touch. You're not grasping anything, you're not holding on to anything, you're not using any willpower. It's just resting very, very lightly on the breath itself. It's almost as if you can lose the breath at any time. That's okay. Allow yourself to lose the breath. The breath goes, it's fine. Don't hold on to the breath. If you hold on to the breath, it's going to be unpleasant. You can start to feel a little bit tense, a little bit uncomfortable. It's not nice. So allow the breath to disappear. And then when it disappears, soon enough, it comes back again, right? As soon as it comes back again, then you are doing breath meditation again. So things come, things go, back and forth. And then gradually, the meditation proceeds in this way. One of the things that you may also wish to do during meditation practice, which is a good way of allowing yourself to get the right attitude. I was saying right attitude is very important. And that is to do a little bit of metta meditation, loving kindness, friendliness, right? Very, very useful. And often you can do that together with the breath. You can do it together with all these other things. Because it is just an attitude of mind, really, this idea of metta. So how do we give rise to metta? Many people find it very difficult, but it's really just a way of perceiving, a way of looking at the world. And if you look at the world, you look at people, you look at yourself in the right way, then that is really all that it's all about. So to help you establish metta, one of the things that you have to do to be able to do this, that you have to whatever object you have in mind that I meant towards, you have to have a positive relationship with that object. Right? It doesn't matter so much what it is or who it is, but you have to have a positive relationship with it. So one of the ways that I like to do metta practice is I like to remind myself what are the good qualities that we are developing on the Buddhist path. What does it mean to be generous? Right? What does it feel like? If you are really generous one day, what does it feel like inside? You know, sometimes you just want to share, right? What does it feel like when you just want to share? It's a beautiful quality inside, this feeling of giving off to other people. It's a wonderful feeling. It's the exact opposite of being selfish, and it's a very beautiful feeling. So you remind yourself, what are these feelings? What does it actually feel like? What does it feel like to be kind to somebody else? What does it feel like to be compassionate? So you bring back a memory from the past when you have experienced these feelings and you understand what these spiritual qualities are about. And then when you do the metta meditation, you don't have to do it towards a specific person. You can just do it towards a direction or something like the north. No idea what the north is here, but anyway, in one direction, whatever the north is, right? And you think about all the beings to the north, wherever they are. And you remind yourself that actually there are lots of people in this world who have these qualities that you have just been thinking about. These beautiful qualities of heart, of generosity, of sharing, of kindness, of compassion, of understanding, of peace. lots of people in the world have these qualities, and sometimes we forget that. When you read the news, you can get very depressed because it seems so bad everywhere. But actually, there's also a lot of goodness and kindness in the world. So then you might see all these people out there, people you never met before, because you understand that there are people with these qualities, maybe even more than you can experience right here. Then you can wish them well. Why can you wish them well? Because you know that these people are worthy of your well-wishing, right? So you wish them well. May you be well, may you be happy. If you find it difficult to do it this way, you can also use an individual for your meditation practice, somebody you respect a lot for their spiritual qualities. It is still good to bring to mind the idea of what the spiritual qualities feel like. And then you can project them onto that person. And if it is somebody you respect a lot, you can assume that they have even more of these qualities than you can feel, right? This is just like the beginning. And then you wish them well, understanding that they have these qualities in their heart. So this is just some little aids to allow you to get a little bit of feeling of metta. And if you bring that metta into your present moment awareness, together with the breath and all these things, then the right attitude is there. When the right attitude is there, then you find the meditation so much easier as a consequence. Okay, so let us try all of these things out in practice. So that's just a little bit of introduction for you, and let's see what happens.